good morning.
You alright?
Ah.
You alright?
I'm a little bit nervous.
Why?
Hey?
Why?
I'm expecting a phone call today.
You're not, are you?
What?
Are you?
I'm not what?
So you're expecting an important phone call?
I'm expecting an important phone call, yeah.
From who?
From the FA.
Oh, for the job?
Yeah. I reckon they're going to offer me the England job. Here's how I come up with that. Number one, rubbish last night. Number two, Sven, obviously, can't control it. Number three, FA obviously have an emergency meeting going, why did we choose this unknown Swede in the first place? Number four, well, why don't we just choose an unknown, you know, English fella? Number five, me. Well, I've all been driving into the FA this morning listening. They'll go, who are we going to ring? Me.
In fairness, he wasn't exactly an unknown Swede. He's sort of proven himself as a top manager in Europe. But I understand what you're saying.
You say that, but, you know... He's no Bobby Moore, is he? That's all I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
He's no Jack Charlton.
Mm.
It's about time you had, you know, somebody from England looking after the team.
Kevin Blackwell, mate.
No, I'm saying me. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Oh, and the last reason is they'd have nothing to lose, really, would they, if they put me in charge?
Based on the second half performance last night.
So, well, I'll keep the job on at Radio 1, obviously. So that should be all right. Sorry, we're just pressing buttons.
Having a few technical issues.
It's that mysterious... Right, can you hear that hum?
Yeah, it sounds rubbish, doesn't it?
No, is that... That's not... What's the...
Is that us, or is that Namon?
I don't know. It's not Namon. I mean, obviously, Namon's finished. There, can you hear that hum?
Yeah.
Somebody must be able to... It can't just be us. Every morning we go... The three of us go slightly mad. Because it sounds like we're not tuned in properly. As in radio-wise, not mentally. Obviously, that would be ridiculous, so... I just shut up and play records?
Yeah.
Alright, okay. The Chris Moyle Show. That Thursday feeling. National Radio 1. Oh, it's just, it is dead easy, and it's also yum, yummy, scrummy.
Mm.
That's what I say.
I didn't have the chicken with mine, I just had it as it is.
This is how old we're getting now. We're all discussing what we ate for tea last night. You know, well, there's nothing else to discuss, really, is there? That football was crap last night, wasn't it? What a load of bunkum. But, well done to everybody else, bar England, obviously.
Mm.
Wales 0-0. Northern Ireland drew 1-1.
One each.
Scotland?
2-2.
Two-all.
But they were 2-0 up.
Mm.
So they let it slip last 7 minutes.
Well, yeah, but at least they didn't get a stuffed 4-1.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
And the Republic 2-1, lost 2-1 to Italy.
Mm. That's not a bad result for them.
I think it's a great result. That was the scariest thing, flicking over the channels and going, look at that.
I actually started watching that because I got fed up with England.
Ian Hart was playing last night, Dave. He looked good. He's lost a bit of weight. He's looking younger.
Is he?
I'm telling you.
He's a quality player. Yeah.
Could have done with him last night, to be fair. Anyway, football is banned now for the rest of the show because I don't want to alienate the people who don't like football from the enjoyment of the programme. Pink and Jamiroquai play in a second after news support of Dom and Kerry at 7:07.
It was embarrassing to watch. England came completely unstuck against Denmark. 4-1 the final score in Copenhagen. What a great start to this World Cup year. Their worst defeat for 25 years. Sven's furious.
No, I can't explain that. Everything went wrong second half and I will not even try to defend it. I think it was a disaster how we played football. Attitude, tactically, we didn't help each other. What we talked about before the game, halftime, nothing.
It's only a few weeks.
Can I just interrupt?
Yeah.
I don't think he was furious. I think he looked embarrassed, but he didn't look furious to me at all. As far as somebody who's furious, as somebody going, it was an absolute disgrace. I've just gone in, given them all a kick up the arse, and it was disgusting. And I apologise, it was rubbish. Absolute rubbish. And I'm not having it, and it's a disgrace. That's furious, going, well, you know, it is not good enough. That's not fury.
Well, Sven doesn't particularly show much emotion, doesn't he?
Well, then maybe...
So on his scale...
Maybe he should.
It might be furious.
Sorry, but I have a point. If Dave was the manager...
No,
if you were, right... Your comments to me this morning were more furious than Sven last night. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
Sven was slightly upset. There we go.
He was like, well, at the end of the day, I still get paid. See you in Wales!
There's only a few weeks to go now until those vital World Cup qualifiers. Here's Beck.
It's now 6 minutes past seven.
Oh, Dominic Byrne, he's got no hair, but look at him, he doesn't care. Little jingle fit.
Thanks very much. That's nice.
Good morning. Oh, I watched on Sky last night. I didn't think he looked furious at all. I think he looked mildly embarrassed.
He doesn't get furious, though, does he? He's quite a mild mannered sort of man.
And then I saw the interview with him, and then the next thing I know here is that Sven was furious and lost his cool in the dressing room. Shut up. I believe that at all. You know, and David Beckham came out. I couldn't really hear what David Beckham was saying because I started playing the and game in my head with him. And you can't actually concentrate on a sentence.
We were saying that this morning, weren't we?
Yeah.
Constantly in a loop.
In the pub, they stuck VH1 on by that point.
Need to talk to you about the pub you were in last night.
Why?
Can't go in there anymore.
Why?
Because, you know, someone's had the elbow.
Has he?
Hmm?
Has she?
Yeah, both.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll talk after the show. Yeah,
we'll talk to the record. Hmm. I mean, well, we normally talk during the show.
I didn't know that. What? Since I was in there?
Last week or something. I don't really want to discuss this on here. Because it's about a friend of ours getting
banned.
Fired. Yeah. Sleep on the bar again. Anyway, well, it doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. Yeah, but during the day, do you know what I mean?
That's not good, is it?
No.
Half 11.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Anyway, bottom line is, I might go for the job. If they don't ring me, I might just put myself forward anyway. Why don't we collectively put ourselves forward?
I think it's a good idea.
As a management dream team.
The six of us. I think that might work. Yeah.
We can all bring very different things to the table.
Yeah. You know, and when it's not working, we just put blame it on Allard.
Yeah. Perfect.
Brilliant. We're all very excited today because today we go to Skegness. Because it's a Radio 1 Summer Friday thing where we do holidays just like our listeners do. We're going to Butlinson Skegness. Have you been there? Brilliant. Yeah, we have more people texting in saying, oh, I went on a canal boat. Than we've had saying, I've been to Butlinson Skeggy. But we're going straight away after the show this morning. We'll be there. And it's the big karaoke show tonight in the Hawaiian Ballroom.
My taxi driver today said that he'd been to Skegness.
Really?
50 years ago, and he lost his virginity there.
Well, we'll ask at Lost Property when we get there, see if it's found. Does it look like this?
Something like that. Not anymore.
We're heading off to Skegness, just like our listeners do. Apparently, they like the smell of fish and chips and poo. Of course, we're only joking. We really cannot wait to get up to Skegness and do lots of interesting stuff.
Got the album for our last of the week. She's a big Jamiroquai fan.
She like it.
Yeah. But listening to it in the car the other night, it's a great album.
Do you know, embarrassingly, I've actually not been through it properly yet.
Jamiroquai, 7 days of sunny June, it's out this week. Go and buy it. It's the nearest we're going to get to see Summer this year.
I think it's finished, isn't it? Not
yeah,
the song.
Yeah, it's just
I mean, the song.
3 seconds left, but it's pretty much faded.
That's another thing my taxi driver said this morning. He was saying that it's got quite autumnal. The weather's got quite autumnal, and it's got colder in the mornings, thus indicating perhaps the end of summer.
Do you know, I was just about to say, it's only the beginning of August, but it's the 18th of August already. This year is just flying. I know I'm sounding like some old duffer, but we started the show. We've been doing the show a year and a half. Hey, and we're getting better every day. You know, kind of. So, yes, Skegness it is then today. Because tomorrow is Radio 1's Summer Friday thing! Radio 1's Summer Friday thing! Which in English is Radio 1's Summer Friday thing.
2, 3, kick.
And we'll be live from a holiday camp in Skegness.
After the success of Colin and Edith and St. Andrews.
And what?
Scott and Magaluf. Us on a barge.
In St. Andrews. Yeah, exactly. I think, a note to the creators of Radio 1 Summer Friday thing, next year, we should cater for those rich listeners of Radio 1 and go where they go on holiday. You know, Dubai, Miami,
Maldives,
that kind of thing. Or even a round-the-world trip. Mm. You know, like that lottery jet-set show on the, on the TV? For the whole summer, Radio 1 just tours around the world, and we bring loads of our listeners with us to justify it. Away. So we've got more tickets. The last set of tickets to give away for our big karaoke show tonight in the holiday camp itself. We've got the whole room to ourselves. It's great. There's not, apparently, they normally have a casino in there, but they're moving that to another room.
Such is the importance of our performance.
Now, have we got the karaoke list yet? Have we got the
songs? How have we?
Where is it?
It's upstairs. I was just thinking about it then.
Okay, cool. I need to choose a few songs. I don't know what song I'm going to open with. Do you think We Are the World is appropriate?
I think it's quite good, that, because it would get all of us on stage. That,
it is on the list as well, I checked
yesterday.
It's not!
Is it really?
And with our finale, Band-Aid as well.
We Are the World is on the karaoke list, just in case a coach party turn up and all want to do the same song.
I think that'd be a good opener for us.
We are the world. We are the children. Brilliant.
We'd need to practice that.
No, we wouldn't.
We'd do it on the train.
Oh, yeah. Lovely, yeah.
Do it on the train on the way up.
Have a sing-along.
That's another train journey where we upset all the passengers. Excuse me. Yes. Could you keep it down a bit, please? Excuse me, we are rehearsing. We Are the World.
If anybody has ever been on the same train as us when we've gone out to outside events, you'll normally notice that the carriage clears by the time we get about halfway through the journey. Anybody that has been sat around us normally
Kieran
moves.
Dyer?
He got off the train at Durham.
Hang on, wasn't that train to Newcastle?
Yeah.
And they got off before Newcastle? Got it was him and
Bramble.
That's right. Listening to very loud Michael Jackson, as I recall. Anyway, if you want to go, if you live in or around Skegness and you want to go tonight, you don't even have to live near there. You've got to make the effort to go. Find a designated driver, and we'll give away tickets later. What time are we doing that?
After 7:30.
Great. However, if you're a Spurs fan, you've been happy with your goalkeeper last night. But we have tickets to give away for Spurs Middlesbrough this weekend at White Hart Lane. They are our tickets for the weekend. If you would like to win those, I'll tell you how next. Come on, Dave, get down with it. Come on.
Be quite good for aerobics, that track, wouldn't it? It's got a nice constant beat.
Dave, all that you just said then, look at me. Wouldn't that sentence wasted on me? Quite good for aerobics. Look at me.
You don't look bad today. Well, I think you look a lot worse.
Seen those old pictures of me in Ibiza from 98? Hey?
Hey?
Seriously, I've got a bowling ball for a head.
Decade in Ibiza.
It's a fat decade in Ibiza. 7:25, Rihanna, or something, and Pom de Replay. Pon, P-O-N. I don't understand how to...
Jive, I think.
What?
It's jive.
That's one word for it. Right, so, football tickets then. Are you a Spurs fan? Would you like to go to White Hart Lane? Would you like to see your team play? And you might even get to see the legendary Edgar Davids. Waving from obviously the... Well, we won't. He's not fit, is he?
So, with his big sunglasses on, with a strap around the back.
But when he turned up at White Hart Lane and did the pose, he wasn't wearing them.
No. You know why he wears them, don't you? He's got an eye condition.
No, just to look cool.
No, he's got glaucoma or something.
They all have fitness drinks. Right, so there is no question. You just get to go if you want. And Jocelyn likes the sound of you. That's pretty much it. Another way of getting tickets for the Spurs game is if you don't have someone to go with. Rachel's boyfriend is a big Spurs fan. And that's always a good way of getting tickets. But he's got a ticket for this weekend, so that won't work this time.
Yeah, and he's leaving me at a festival this weekend to go from Cambridge back to White Hart Lane to leave me in the afternoon on my own.
When are you going to this festival?
Friday.
So the game is Saturday afternoon.
I know.
There's no point in going. You may as well just come join you Sunday. 08700 100 100 in the UK. 08700, because we're around the world, Dave. 08700, we're international.
Global.
100 100. Spurs fans, it's Barclays Premiership this weekend. Tottenham Hotspur, Middlesbrough. But the seats will be, obviously, in the... I was going to say the home bit, but that doesn't really... You know what I mean?
For home fans,
yeah, exactly. 08700, 100, 100. Thank you. And as an added bonus, I might go.
Yeah.
I might go the Spurs game this weekend.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know, what with me having strong ties to White Hart Lane.
Yeah.
I've been twice.
They're your new Premiership club, aren't they?
Not really. Well, as opposed to... No, well...
No.
My mate works there and gets me a ticket. Mm. That's pretty much it. Anyway, I don't need to discuss that.
All right, Peter Spears here. And when I'm in the UK, I listen to Chris Miles on Radio 1. Because he's right, mint.
That's pretty there, Dave. That's the actual Britney Spears.
Mm.
Freemasons, Love of My Mind, coming up next. You probably don't know what it is, but it's a dance record, which is, you know, kind of nice on the ear. And Fida, and a classic from them, Dave. Guess which one?
Come Back Around.
No. It's 7:32.
7:36.
Sorry. Oh, hello, here I am.
Still 7:36.
Yeah, thank you. What are you looking forward to doing at this holiday camp, Dom?
I'm looking forward to arriving, because I have no idea. In my head, I think it's going to be like Maplin's.
I've got episode 1 of Heidi High Upstairs, the pilot, if you want to watch that.
I wouldn't mind, actually, yeah.
It's brilliant. Carrie, what are you looking forward to doing?
I'm looking forward to the spa, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
That's, for those of you who live down south, it's like an off-licence grocery convenience store, which they have predominantly up north. So near, so spa,
yeah.
I believe, was their catchline. So yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was a joke. Do they know about the, why they brought their trunks?
Yes. Trunks?
They do know?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. Well, that ruins this link then.
You were there when I explained it yesterday to everybody. Or did I? Do you know why you brought your swimwear?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, right. Yes, they do.
Was I there when she explained it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was I paying attention?
No.
Yeah. Right. Well, I wasn't there then, was I? What they have in this place we're going to is they have like a really cold shower scenario.
What they have is it's a bucket of water.
Yeah.
With a rope on it. And the cold water's above your head, and you stand underneath it, and you pull the rope, and then it all just falls on you.
Yeah. Why would anyone want to do that?
I don't know.
Well, you're doing it.
Because it's invigorating, and it'd probably wake us all up as well. It is supposed to be good for your circulation, I believe.
You stand under, it's like a little shower cubicle. You have a big bucket of ice-cold water above your head with a rope. Pull the rope, bucket tips over, ice-cold water all over you. Equals invigorating. So what we're going to do is everybody's had to bring their trunks or their swimming costumes for the ladies.
Thank you.
And we're all going to do it. We're all going to have the cold shower treatment and we're going to record it and we're going to have bets on who has the loudest scream or yelp or who swears the most, etc, etc.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, we're all doing it. But bearing in mind that Carrie... Dominic, just demonstrate for me.
Hmm.
What?
If you tickle Carrie...
No!
I didn't even touch her.
Yeah.
Didn't even touch
you
there.
Well, it's got to that point now.
Dave?
Don't, just, no, I'll swear. Don't get up.
So that's what she's like when someone goes to tickle her. What's she going to be like when she gets a massive bucket of ice-cold water poured all over her? I'll tell you what, by the way. I'll tell you something. I'll be standing there with a camera when it happens. Have you brought a little sexy Baywatch outfit, have you?
No.
No? What have you, what is it? Little two-piece, is it?
No, it's a one-piece up to the neck, you know.
Down to the
short,
ankles.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Is it
1930s stuff.
Is it kind of like a suit of armour bikini?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're right, I thought so.
We'd stay away, right on the back.
Yeah. Fine. Uh-huh, whatever. Mind you, I'm not surprised, though, because I'd be like ice cubes when that water hits you, really. It's 20 to 8 in the morning, Dominic.
What?
Nothing.
If you're waiting for the postman with exam results in hand, we hope you get just what you need and get what you had planned. If you fail, don't panic. Just have a cup of tea and get your application in for a job at the BBC.
Sorry, just one thing. I never actually said who was winning the tickets to go see Spurs. And I have the name here, Dave.
And the winner is...
Joanna Lewis from Hounslow!
Hey. Well done, Joanna.
Well done, Joanna. You are going to see Spurs on Saturday. Her dad and her brother are going already, so she's going to take her boyfriend, Lee. Isn't that nice?
Mm.
So there you go. So have a good time. You get a good time. Have a good time with the game there. Lovely jobbly. And I might even see you because I'm going myself. Do you fancy it, Dave?
I can't. No.
Why?
I'm busy.
Fair enough.
Go. Classic feeder action. Buck Rogers on Radio 1. A possible choice, Rachel, for this evening for the karaoke. Is it on the list?
I'll have a look. You're feeling lonely. In a stew. Just bend your ear, come over here, and man, here's what you do. If you got the blues, I got some news. Join in the fun in your blues, ain't you? You're the holiday rock.
Holiday rock. To the seaside. It's a Skegness.
Well, it's bracing.
And to the holiday camp of fun. Do they? Do they, I don't think they like it being called a holiday camp, do they?
It's not a resort anymore. Now, isn't
is
it?
Is it a resort?
I think so.
Right. It's all new and shiny and into the noughties. I hate that phrase.
I
but
hate that.
Into
hate
the
that.
21st century.
Correct. Of course, the staff who are there to make sure you have a holiday of fun are called Redcoats. And many famous people used to be a Redcoat, including Shane Ritchie, I think.
Michael Barrymore.
And now, Comedy Dave, because Dave is going to be taught in the ways of the Redcoat. It's like, what we're finding is we're finding the Redcoat Yoda. Clap your hands, methinks. Like that. And they're going to teach you how to behave and act like a red coat. So you're going to have a big grin from ear to ear for once. And you're going to be talking in an over-enthusiastic voice all the time. Come on, kids. And we also get to teach you the words and the dance to the Billy Walk.
Do I really have to sing the Billy Walk?
Billy is a bear who's loved by all the nation. Watch him move. He's the new sensation, Dave.
Oh, you have the words there, do you?
Yep. Do the Billy Walk. Come on, everybody, do the Billy Walk. Do the Billy Walk. Everyone can do it. It's the Billy Walk. You're going to perform this, by the way, live on stage to the audience of the live show tomorrow morning.
On the air?
On the air and in front of people. But you can't wait. Do you want to have a practice now? I thought so. Oh, that's our jingle, isn't it? Are your words there, Dave? Right.
and put some life into it, right? So imagine the kids are there, really want some fun. Go for it, Dave. Go, go. Fun, fun, fun.
Do the Billy walk. Come on, everybody, do the Billy walk. Do the Billy walk. Yeah. Everyone can do it, it's the Billy walk.
Okay, right. See, I would say needs a little bit more oomph. Okay. So you need a little bit more showbiz.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
More of a smile on my face.
Try a smile on your face for starters.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Let's continue.
You can move and groove and do it.
Sing it.
Billy's here and dancing too.
Smile, smile.
He's the bear loved by the nation. Watch him move, he's a new sensation.
Right, okay. I think what we'll do is... We'll wait for the red coast
to be fair, I have never sung this before.
No, but you'll be singing it again. All day today and then tomorrow morning, live on stage.
With Billy or without?
I don't know, but I'm hoping Billy will be there.
Mm. He's a bear, is he?
Yeah. Billy Bear. Of course. Kids love him. As well as that... we have our big karaoke night tonight. Is that the song?
Check this out.
Oh,
the list.
Pass me the list. It's the list of karaoke songs available. Oh man,
that's mega. Look at that. It's like a book.
Oh. Right. Give me an act. Give me an artiste.
Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams. Now, do you think that'll come under
A for Adams?
You'd think, wouldn't you?
I would have thought surname led.
I'd go for B.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Brie.
For Brie?
Yeah, hey. I'm in a cheese mood today. Bryan Adams, all right. Bryan Adams.
You sure it's not under Adams?
Bryan Adams. Okay.
No?
Look, hang on. Oh, here we go.
There you go. Is it under A?
Bryan Adams, Dave. This is how good this karaoke is. Here are your options.
Yeah.
The Best of Me, Here I Am, Cloud Number 9. On a Day Like Today, Back to You, Summer of 69. I Do It For You, Heaven. The Only Thing That Looks Good On Me Is You. Oh, that'd look
that's
great.
That's a cracking song.
You and Rach doing that. You and Allard.
Yeah.
Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman? Another one for Allard.
Yeah.
Please Forgive Me.
Another one for Allard.
Somebody, Run To You. There's loads.
Mm. That's quite an extensive list of his back catalogue.
Yeah, man. You name it, it looks like it's going to be in here, I'm very excited by that.
Have they got Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes?
Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes.
Now, what would that be under? M?
B.
Was Bryan Adams under A or B, you didn't say?
It was under B.
How was it? Yeah. I'll be under B then for Bill.
Billy Fury,
no.
Billy Joel, Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean, that's another option for me.
So, Bill... Oh, hang on, no.
Bill Withers?
Bill Medley... And Jennifer Warnes, The Time of My Life.
Hooray!
Get in, Rachel.
Number 3818 is your karaoke.
Shall that be our first song, Dave?
I think it should be our opening track.
Excellent.
Really? I tell you, I've been working on one. Is Aletta Adams in there?
What? Get here if you can.
Yeah.
Are you having a laugh? What do you mean you've been working on it?
I thought it might be quite nice.
A bit of a moment.
Yeah.
Like the Ibiza moment.
Yeah.
You can read my symbol. Oh, seriously, really?
Coast to coast.
Aletta Adams.
To
get here. Number 1095. It's there. They're all here, Dave.
To these arms of mine.
Yeah, all right, no, don't do it now, obviously. But
I've shortlisted a selection of possible tracks.
I want to see. I want to see if there's any Eminem. You know, because now he's not coming to Europe.
Be the second best thing.
Eminem, Stan, Cleaning Out My Closet, Lose Yourself. Brilliant. It looks like we've got every song covered then, basically, for the karaoke thing tonight. If you live anywhere near Skegness, do you want to go tonight? You and a few of your mates, but you've got to be serious, don't? Because these tickets are quite literally, they're like lukewarm cakes. Mm. Give us a ring, 08700 100 100. Jocelyn will choose one lucky caller, and we'll see you tonight for our great big Butlins karaoke night. God help us.
Superfly and Fishbowl, who were in Ibiza, I think, with Pete Tong. They were the star guests. Oh, yes.
celebrated 10 years in Ibiza. Mm-hmm. They had Superfly and Fishbowl.
Yeah, both of them.
Wow. God, I wish we'd have been there, Dave. Who's your favourite?
Fishbowl.
Mine's Superfly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's get down.
Rachel likes it, though, so, you know. It's quite a good record.
So do I love it. And it comes out on the 5th of September. There you go. Brilliant. Keep calling, by the way, if you want the karaoke tickets. Jocelyn is going through the phone lines, desperate to find somebody who genuinely really wants to go, as opposed to people who are just phoning up and laughing at us. 08700 100 100. Missy Elliott and Oasis coming up in just a second after we've got some news and sport with Dom and Carrie. It's just gone 8 o'clock.
It was embarrassing to watch. England came completely unstuck against Denmark. 4-1 the final score in Copenhagen. What a great start to this World Cup year. Their worst defeat for 25 years. So come on, Sven, give us some proper emotion.
When you're missing details in football, like the tactic, what we agreed to do, what we trained to do and things like that, the attitude's not right, you don't run for each other, you're all over the place, as we were in the second half. I think on this level, you pay it, and you pay it very, very heavily.
He just can't get angry, can he? Not at all. Rubbish.
I'm absolutely furious. I'm very angry. I even said the word blast to the boys. But still, I've seen Ulrika Johnson in the nuddy.
Thank you very much, Sven.
You're welcome.
That's okay. And the tennis doesn't make happy reading either. Tim Henman, Greg Ruzetsky and Andy Murray all knocked out of the ATP Masters event in Cincinnati.
Well, you've done it again.
What?
You're looking as if you're about to play the jingle.
Sorry.
And I'm like, oh, you're going to play it today?
Sorry.
And then at the last second, you listen and go, and you nod at me. Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's
weather, New Dominic Byrne. So here is the all-important yesterday's weather. A beautiful day for many places. Charlwood in Surrey was very nice. 27 degrees there. The sunniest place, though, was Teignmouth in Devon. 13.7 hours of sunshine there. Not so good on the Isle of Skye, though. They had a horrible 37.6 millimetres of rain. And that was yesterday's weather. Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather. It's 4 minutes past eight now.
What did you call that, Dom?
Teignmouth.
Teignmouth.
Oh, shut up. It's Teignmouth. Sorry. Teignmouth. Hello to everyone who lives there. It's very nice. I've been.
It is very nice, Dom.
It is. I've been there. It's nice. Teignmouth. Teignmouth. Mm-hmm. Teignmouth.
What did he call it?
Teignmouth.
Teignmouth.
Oh.
Like Teen Wolf.
Because it's spelt how?
T-E-I-G-N.
Mm.
See?
It's a river.
We're off to a holiday camp today. Get in! What fun. Who's laughed?
Me.
Don't laugh, son. It's going to be brilliant.
I think it will be. I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Can I just hear Scott Mills again, please? Many people are texting in saying he sounds like a sped-up Tony Blair.
Many people will have got worse marks than they expected today. Many people would have got much better marks than they thought, and they kind of want to make the most of them so they can help with that too.
Thanks for that, sir. Scott Blair. Or Tony Mills. Karaoke then tonight it is. Sue Longman from Rutland is going to be there. She wants to do Meredith Brooks and Bitch. Rebecca McCartney from Boston hasn't named a song, so maybe she'll just watch. Phil Carr from Hull. He does DJ Sammy covers.
Nice.
Barry Todd from Grimsby, duets with the missus. Well, let's hope you do. And Jason Lenson from Burley Marsh does Wonderwall.
Lovely.
I've got a version of Wonderwall somewhere, knocking around it.
Have you?
Yeah. It's the album of that. Have you got the album of that? Thank you. That's Rachel for it. I don't know what I'm going to sing tonight. I must admit, I haven't decided.
I had a look on the list before, and there's another one of mine isn't on here. Eric Carmen, She's Like the Wind, they don't have it.
Is there any Prince Sign of the Times?
Say that again, Dave.
I was going to do Eric Carmen, She's Like the Wind.
Well, the reason you can't find it is Patrick Swayze did She's Like the Wind.
Oh, was it Patrick Swayze? What did
yes,
Eric Carmen do?
Eric Carmen did Hungry Eyes.
Oh, that was it.
Hungry Eyes.
Beautiful.
Patrick.
I found my songs. You know, I might stop the music then. I might. I love that. Stop the music. I might do a duet with Jason tonight on Wonderwall, right?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Come on, Butlins. Let's see you. Clap your hands. Woo! Calm down, love. Off the table, please. You've got high heels on.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
I've come up with a brilliant idea.
This is brilliant.
I've just come up with a brilliant idea. You know, for the opener, we need to do a big opener for the karaoke show tonight. Why don't I just mime one of these fellas? Do you know what I mean?
Good idea.
Brilliant. And then all the people in the crowd go, bloody hell, he's good, isn't he? He's good.
They'd know it was Anchor, though.
No, no. Right, which one should we do? All right, check this out. Okay? For an opener. Do you know what? I'm not going to do it on... Well, yeah. Well,
you'll ruin it, though, won't you?
Right, you introduce me like we're on the...
Okay.
Thing tonight. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen of Skegness, please be upstairs...
Oh, whoa. Put some life into it. Sell it a little bit. Come on.
Okay.
You just think like the boxing people. Let's get ready to rumble and all that.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen!
When you do that tonight, will you go, ladies? Will your voice go all wobbly?
Oh, shaky there.
Yeah.
Ladies!
It's the emotion.
Hang on a second. What time is it, Dominic?
It's 8:08.
Off you go.
Ladies and gentlemen! Please welcome Chris Moyle!
All right, that'll do. Hey, how are you? Good evening. No, please, ladies, I'm married. All right, you. Oh, yes. Here's the band here. You can be miming. We'll bring in one of them little plastic kiddie keyboards.
Nice.
For you. Yeah, for that.
Pretty baby with the high heels on.
Watch me mime.
You give me fever like I've never known. Yes, you're just a product of loneliness. I like the groove in your walk, your talk, your dress.
What do you think?
It's all right, although you've got to learn the words first.
Well, yeah.
For miles around, I'll pick you up. We'll paint the town because you kiss me, baby.
Do you know what it is, Carrie?
Twice. Yeah.
What is it?
That you're the one for
the way you make me feel.
The way you make me feel.
Correct.
You're really turning me on.
This is all on Cockney Rhyming slang favourite Paul Anka's album, Rock Swings.
My lonely days are gone.
There you go. Beautiful.
Hey, bad news, by the way.
What?
On the list, yep. Pasadena's, Pat Benatar, Pat Boone, Pat O'Banton, and then straight to Paul McCartney, which means there is no Patrick Swayze.
You're kidding! Is there Bruce Willis?
Under B.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Under the boardwalk?
Well, he had two, then. He had Respect Yourself.
Nah.
That was a cover, though, wasn't it?
Who was Bruno?
Hang on.
Is that that one?
What?
Yeah, well, yeah.
At the beginning. Hey, Bruno!
It's from a movie, wasn't it? It was the movie Return of Bruno.
I don't know. Bruno Hard.
They have got Under the Boardwalk by Bruce Willis.
Brilliant.
Number 1264.
Hey, Bruno!
From Tancaster to Texas, yeah. From Cardiff to Chicago, uh-huh. From Manchester to Miami, from South to San Francisco, from New Haven to New York, from Scotland to South Beach. Is there anywhere in the world that this show does not reach?
Somebody just texting going, miming on the radio? Brilliant. Thank you.
The Chris Moyle Show.
She works then.
Now live across America. National Radio.
Oh, yes! Oasis and the Importance of Being Idle. I love that. The album's great as well. Have you got it?
It is. Mm. I have got it, and it's nice.
It's 8:18 in the morning. It's Thursday. It's the 18th of August in the year of our Lord, 2005. And today is an AS level results day.
Mm-hmm.
The results are out today. As ever, the One Life helpline is open to help you. Scott Mills is there with his best Tony Blair impression.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 0808 100 8000.
Hang on, what's that number again?
I'll tell you, Dave.
0808 100 8000.
That's right. Now, there are trained advisors waiting for your call.
What, right now?
Mm-hmm. And they can talk about everything results-related.
Yeah.
Such as, clearing.
Yeah.
Gap years.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you fancy spending a few years working for the Gap, they can help you with that. Clearing, of course. Just tidying.
Yeah.
Distance learning.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you live, for example, say in Leeds, and you want to go to Luton.
Mm-hmm. How far is it?
Well, they'll tell you.
0808, 108,000.
Retakes is like if you fluff a line,
mm-hmm.
you have to do the
do it again.
Scene again. Loans, accommodation, changing courses, that kind of thing.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
What if I've just got my exam results and they're not very good? In fact, they're rubbish. I don't want all of my friends finding out what a dummy I am. So I'm just hoping that the information that I impart upon these people is not spread around.
You know what? It's confidential.
Is it?
It's a confidential line.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about them telling your mates what a thicko dunce you are.
Yeah, they'll keep it shtum.
Yeah.
Lockdown.
So you just ring the number. So you just grab your phone and you just ring the number.
0808 108,000.
That's right.
For any exam advice.
That's right, Dave. Oh, and by the way, I know what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be able to afford it because you're poor and that.
Yeah, how much is the call?
It's free.
Is it?
Yeah, I believe it still is free. If not free, it's certainly damn cheap.
So free and confidential.
Well, it's free or damn cheap and confidential.
Certainly worth doing, I would suggest.
Rachel, is it free? Don't know. Doesn't matter anyway. Yes, it is free. I've just had it in my earpiece there. If it's free, it's free, Dave. How good is that?
It's mega. 0808 108,000.
Now, your exam results may have landed on the floor underneath the hole in your front door, which some refer to as a letterbox. And many people are unsure about the best way to prepare themselves for opening the results and getting their information. So Dave and I would like to give you some advice on how to open your exams and how to receive your results. Dave, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. If you are waiting for your results, this really could be a big help to you this morning. First of all, make sure you're sitting down so that you're ready for any shocks or surprises that may await you.
Next, take the envelope and place it in your left hand.
Now, when you've done that, take the thumb of your right hand and you use that to tear away a small corner of the seal on the back of the envelope.
Next, place your index finger in the gash you have just made and run it the full length of the envelope so as to open up a large flap through which you can release the paper containing your results information.
Is this just going to be full of double entendres or is that it?
Carry on.
Okay. Now, once you have the results paper in your hand, this is very important. Double check once more that you are still in a seated position and ready for any shocks should they arise.
Close your eyes and breathe deeply, remembering what a great person you are.
Once you feel comfortable and relaxed and ready, look at the results and digest the information you've received, while continuing to breathe deeply in a seated position.
Next, pick up the phone and prepare to ring your mum or dad or mates or girlfriend or boyfriend or teacher or lover or whoever to inform them of your news.
Now, please remember, whatever the results, try and remain composed and positive in your outlook. And remember that some of the greatest people on the planet...
Hello.
...did crap in their exams when they were at school.
Good luck, everybody. And we hope the postman brings you everything you've wished for.
Just left a little gap there for Sarah to replay.
They'll probably want to use it on their promotional material.
You know, after 10 o'clock this morning. You know, because it's such an important piece of information as well.
Quality.
Right, so if you have your exam results already, you may want to call us and tell us how well you got on.
Or how badly you've got on.
Yeah, or if you're still waiting for them and you need any helpful hips, handy hints, tips, or indeed advice. I just made that up there. Dave and I, by the way, might be able to help you. We're not actually trained, I didn't also actually do any exams after my GCSEs.
Yeah, but you did those exams, which means that you're familiar with the exam process and the process of receiving results.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, you can give some advice to other people.
Basically, what I don't know, there's a chance Dave does, and vice versa. So if you'd like some advice from myself or Dave, again, we have to stress, it's not actual advice from experts, but it is from myself and Dave. Why not pick the phone up and call us, 08700 100 100. That's 08700 100 100. Hey, we're here for you. Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Every last second there of Pussycat Dolls, featuring, of course, our good old mate Busta Rhymes. And that's Don't Char here on BBC Radio 1, home of all the fresh hits. And this is a fresh hit that you'd really like us to play today. Well, we can't be asked to play it for you, but why not try that Scott Mills fella? He's always short of material in the afternoon. All right, we'll have news and sport coming up in just a moment. As well as that, though, all the tickets have gone for the karaoke thing tonight. Quite frankly, we're amazed, and in all the seriousness, that so many people wanted to go. We thought we'd be struggling to get an audience. But it's quite flattering, so thank you very much. Hello. But thanks.
Demand has been high,
all
it?
Gone. There are no tickets left. They are all gone. It are over. It are over. They're not to see here. You cannot go. Goodbye. There you go.
Who is that bloke?
No idea.
Brilliant.
Just a strange voice to make people smile, you know?
There may be some bootleg tapes available, I guess. That's the only hope.
Of the karaoke
stuff.
Yeah, well, we're going to have security there frisking people.
Yeah.
If you fancy having a go.
You mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Home taping is killing karaoke. Though.
However, I do want to hear from you. If you've got your
A or AS level results today.
Yeah, them bloody things.
Because it's A and A... balls.
Whoa!
Because it's A and AS level results day, Dave.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll help you. If you've got your exam results already and you need a bit of advice from me or Dave, give us a ring now, 08700 100 100. Or indeed, if you're waiting for them and maybe you're going to get them later this morning, give us a ring and we can help you out with getting you prepared and psyched up. 08700 100 100. If you get the ring and tone, just keep hanging on. If you don't get the ring and tone, it's because we've got a very strange NASA-designed computer phone system where it goes, hold the line, I'm putting you through, and you hear silence for about 2 minutes, but it doesn't actually mean you're connected. 08700 100 100, because Dave and I, we're here for you. Kind of, really.
We're here to help, aren't we?
Let's get some news from Dominic at 8:31.
And the building contractors in charge of the new Wembley have promised the stadium will be ready for this season's FA Cup final. Yeah. Cardiff has been booked provisionally by the FA, just in case.
Yeah.
Why?
It'll be provisionally ready. Is that what they said?
No, it will be definitely be ready.
Definitely?
Definitely, but the FA have provisionally booked Cardiff.
Okay. Very exciting. I can't wait for that big day at Wembley, the brand new Wembley, FA Cup final day. And it's all ready. It was a bit touch and go. Yeah, and then they look down, they go, oh, goalposts.
And the weather, very warm and sunny for much of England and Wales this morning. Could be some rain in the west later on. Showers, though, for Scotland and Northern Ireland will clear. Beep, beep, one, no travel, Dominic Byrne. It's dodgy traffic light Thursday. The lights on the A34 at the Bicester Junction have packed up. There's quite a few delays, so perhaps phone whoever you need to phone, say you may be a bit late, and then carry on listening to Radio 1. Beep, beep, one, no travel. Just gone 8:36.
Hi, Dr. Chris here, together with my assistant, Nurse Dave.
Hello.
You know, when it comes to giving out advice, you should really listen to the Sunday Surgery on Radio 1. However, if you can't wait till then, if you can't wait till Sunday, and you need help about your exam results, maybe you've opened them and they're rubbish, maybe you're picking them up later this morning, you're papping yourself. Maybe you're getting your exam results with a bunch of friends and then going on the drink all day. You don't know whether you should get that first round in or not. Dave and I are here for you. Isn't that right, Nurse Dave?
That's right, Dr. Chris.
Just pick up your telephone and give us a call now. It's 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Here's that number for you one more time.
08700 100 100 or 08700 100 100.
That's right. So, if it's results day for you, speak to us, because as we keep saying, we're here
for you.
To help.
What?
Yeah.
That worked, Dave.
You ruined
I'm
that,
sorry.
Man. You ruined right, I'll put it. Right.
Chris cleverly rhymed you and you.
Yeah.
Right.
Because,
you.
Just, because as we say, mm-hmm. we're here for you.
And you.
Jim will fix it, you pillar. 08700 100 100. We'll take some calls, we'll help some people out.
If you're waiting for the postman with exam results in hand, we hope you get just what you need and get what you had planned. If you fail, don't panic, just have a cup of tea and get your application in for a job at the BBC.
Gold Frapp and Daniel Powter play now.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Oh-ho.
National Radio.
Daniel Powter at Radio 1 and Bad Day. It's 8:44 in the morning. We'll take some phone calls in a second, but many people have been texting in with questions to myself, Dr. Chris, and mm-hmm. Nurse Dave.
Hello.
It's time to open the exam results helpline. We're also joined this morning by paediatrician Dominic Byrd.
Hello, and hello to you.
He specialises in children's medicine.
He's a paediatrician.
Yep.
Okay, here's the first one. I'm going to throw this open to the floor. Mm-hmm. This comes from Trevor in South Shields. It's just literally says, Dr. Chris, my results aren't yet in. I'm going to pick them up later. I'm not too sure what I should do after picking up my results. Should I go home mm-hmm. and share the news with the family, or should I go down the Dog and Duck with my mate Mark and just spend the rest of the day in the pub? Let me ask Dave.
Well, this is interesting, actually, Trevor, because it all depends on what the results say, because depending on your mood after you get them, you may prefer to go for a quick jar on the way home, or you may prefer to go straight home and tell your parents and your loved ones exactly what's happened.
Yeah, that's his question. Mm. He doesn't know which one to do.
Yeah, I mean, you could always do a bit of both. You could go for a pint with Mark and then go home, right. You know.
Brilliant. This one comes in from a girl. It just simply says, I've chosen, and we mentioned this earlier as a joke, I've chosen Luton, I'm now regretting it, can you help? You asked Dominic that question.
I'm actually a doctor of feet, I'm a chiropodist as opposed to a paediatrician.
Children's feet.
Right. That said, choice is obviously something that you've made. That choice is either right or wrong. Mm-hmm. You had A or B to choose from, you've chosen B, Luton. Perhaps you should have chosen A.
What would A have been?
Any other town.
Right, okay.
Hope that helps.
Any more?
This is from Jason in Manchester. Dear Dr. Chris, waiting for my A-level results. Should be getting them later this morning in just a couple of hours' time. What should I wear to go down there to pick up my results? And that question is to everybody.
I'd say short.
Okay.
I mean, you know, with it being a hot day and all.
Sure. Dominic?
Layers. Anything can peel off. Layers. I'd go for all the time.
Layers?
Layers.
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 Your Norfolk accent then. And finally, this one comes from Antonia. And she says, I would call the official exam helpline, but I've just wasted my last bit of credit on texting you, morons. Mm. Can you lend me a fiver? That's from Antonia.
Well, I personally can't, but Antonia, I would imagine that there'll be somebody close to you that could lend you some money so as to top up your prepay phone and call the relevant number, which is, of course,
Free.
0808 100 8000.
It's free. Yeah. She doesn't actually need the money.
Don't need any money.
No. So she could just call it.
Yeah.
Because it's
free.
Yeah. Do you want to do that? Plug that.
0808 100 8000. It's free.
There's a PS on here that says to paediatrician Dominic, love the slaphead.
Thank you very much indeed, Antonia.
Okay, we'll play a record and then we'll actually take some phone calls from real people and see if we can help them out with their problems. It's 8:48. That's Gwen Stefani. On Radio 1. Are you ready to dish out some advice?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have some callers ringing up. Let's see if we can help people out on exam results day. Let's start at the beginning. Line one, what can we do for you?
I've got 3 E's at A level.
You got 3 E's at A level?
I did.
What were they in?
Home economics, English literature and general studies.
Well, and was this, you got results today?
No, but I didn't, but I just want to say that I've got a sicko.
It's for people who got them today, not 20 years ago.
We're here to help, but only to help the right people.
Silly cow.
What, 3 E's at A level?
Well, 20 years ago.
Shouldn't have been a dealer at your school. I thought they were trying to clamp that out. Radio 1, hi.
Hi, is that Chris Morris?
Yes.
Hi, yeah, me and 8 mates are waiting for our exam results today.
Oh, yeah?
We had a massive push-up last night.
You had a massive what?
A massive drinking session.
Right. Are you nervous about your exams?
We're all really, really browning ourselves at the minute.
Right, that's nice.
Whereabouts are you just now?
We're actually in my mate's house in Ashby Delazouche, Leicestershire.
Right. What are you studying? What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for, French psychology, English, and drama.
Right, what do you want to do, after you get your exam results?
Well, it depends on my exam results.
Okay,
sure. If I get them good, I'll take a year out, get some money for uni, and then I don't know after that.
I do that anyway.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just do that? Why don't you, whatever your results are, just take a year out?
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. I'm glad we helped you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See, it's that simple, Dave. Advice doesn't have to take long.
If you want to do a gap year, then why not, if it's right for you?
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Radio 1, hello.
Hi, you alright?
Yeah, what's up with you?
I have my A-level results.
You have them already?
No, I'm getting them at 11 o'clock.
Right, so what can we do for you?
Well, I need help because I can't do anything. Like, I don't know where to go. And I don't know what to do and all I can think about.
All right, okay, let me help you. First of all, you need to go to the place where you studied.
Okay.
Okay, and that's where your results will be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they will.
Right.
That's a good point. But I don't know what to do with myself until then, because, I've got, 2 hours now.
Okay.
And I've been up since about 4 o'clock in the morning.
I suggest you keep yourself occupied.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, does that help you?
Keeping myself occupied, what would I have to do?
Just do anything that will keep your mind off your results. Bake a cake or, anything. Have a bath.
Have a bath. That's I will have a bath. Thank you very much for your advice.
What do you look like?
What do I look like?
Mm.
I have blonde hair and big boobs. I'm joking. Why does it matter what I look like?
Because you may want to take a shower rather than have a bath.
Okay.
All right.
All right then, thanks Chris.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's take one more call.
Okay.
I feel as though we're helping out many people today. Radio 1, hello.
Hello.
Hi there, what can we do for you?
I just want to say that when I took GCSEs, I got a D in English, and that was it. But what? I'm now earning £800 a week cleaning windows.
There you go.
There you go. It's a modern day success story.
See, that is, that is great advice for all them saddos that we've heard from. Mm. That dunce can equal profit.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm. All right. Well, thanks very much for the call, Fico.
Thank you.
Bye bye. See, that was a nice way to end it all off.
Yes, I think so.
If you do need any more help, there must be something wrong with you. We're just giving you loads of advice there. But ring the official free results helpline, 0808 100 8000.
0808 100 8000. Radio 1
Summer Friday thing!
We took you to a party in Mallorca.
Any wet t-shirt competition?
Oh, my God, yes!
Say hi, Mum.
Hi, Mum!
So I get the impression you're not really too impressed, Mum.
I was rather hoping she'd come first, not third.
To a surf festival in Newquay.
Our wrong way.
On a boat in picturesque Oxford.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Hello, guys! We're on Radio 1!
Radio 1! Oh, let's have it!
But the summer isn't over.
Still to come this summer, Radio 1 brings you the perfect soundtrack to your bank holiday weekend. The Reading and Leeds Festival.
Yeah.
Radio 1's 10-hour takeover.
Close.
And one extra.
Yep.
Live at London's Notting Hill Carnival.
Radio 1's sister station live.
As well as that, our show live from Butlins in Skegness. Don't forget that. Party.
Go forth, my friends, and feel summery with Radio 1.
Don't feel confident enough in our show, Rachel, to even put it in the blooming trail, do they?
That's because everyone listens to us and everybody will hear you
They'd rather plug the Notting Hill Carnival, which is a load of people dancing in the street and urinating against people's walls, than our great show from Skegness.
It's probably a scheduling oversight, I would imagine.
Well, you better be. Helping people out with their exam results. We're entertaining the campus, hidey-hi, ho-dee-ho, and all that. Just not good enough.
You are good enough. Maybe you're...
No, I didn't say I'm just not good enough. They're just not bloody good enough.
No, they're not, yes. And you are.
Hey, there's nothing on me. I'm flawless. Absolutely flawless. Right, Dave, you ready to see this link?
Yep.
How do you get to today's track from yesterday's Foo Fighters and the brilliant Everlong?
The drummer from the Foo Fighters is called Taylor. Taylor is a surname that links three of the original members of Duran Duran, even though none of them are actually related. If you swap the first letter of related for a B, you get belated, which is a word associated with greeting cards which are late. Late is a general meaning of the word tardy. Tardy rhymes with mardy, which is another word for grumpy. Grumpy is the name of one of the seven dwarves. The seven dwarves hung out with Snow White. Snow White shares the same surname as Jimmy White, who recently changed his name to Brown as part of a corporate promotion for a well-known brand of sauce. Sauce, featuring Candy Staten, had a big hit with You Got the Love. Love Me Tender was a hit for Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley shares the same surname as Priscilla Presley, who starred in the Naked Gun movies alongside Leslie Nielsen. Leslie Nielsen shares the same Christian name as Leslie Grantham. Leslie Grantham has got a webcam like Chris Moyles, and Chris Moyles has met lots of showbiz personalities over the years, including Mark Owen and Robbie Williams, who both used to be in a band called Take That, which links it to this morning's Tea Distinct offering. It is Take That and the classic Back for Good.
I met another one to Take That. We met the fellow at the airport.
Howard Donald.
Yeah, we met him as well.
The Jesus one.
So three of Take That I've met. Right, so let's play Back for Good, a word of the title of every member of Take That we've met. Back for Good, three, doesn't matter, don't worry about it.
Hello, the old Take That there on Radio 2. I'm back for good. The old Robbie Williams in there. Well, not so fat. The old fat days. The old porker belly, you know. Old Gary Barlow. What are you doing now? Sitting there, looking fat, counting his money. And little Mark Owen, of the old cheeky's camp. Still, can't get a job. But he's a lovely old lad. The old. The old toilet thing with those that did. Old urinating. In the old sink. And he thought it was urinal. Well, he's so short. And as for the other two, old Howard and Jason, the old market stall, selling bric-a-brac, that kind of thing. The old, back in the day, Take That, back for good. Oh, no, the old friend Ken Bruce.
Good to hear. Yeah, Clark, yeah. Especially.
Oh.
Rachel, John. Yes, isn't he? And me.
Yes, Howard. Like you got the old flu today, Ken.
A bit wrong up, isn't it? Old Peps. Eh, yes, over here.
Seems to be having the old falling down juice there. I was like the old Sven Göran Eriksson, old big Swede, blind man Stevie Wonder, one left foot.
Desperate result.
But here's a question for you though, Ken. Seamless?
Almost.
What was that? Almost?
Almost? Ken's gone.
It sounded like it.
Mm.
Ken Hom. Mm.
Ken Hom has gone.
Right.
Almost seamless, except for the fact that there is a theory on the text messaging system that two of the three brothers in Duran Duran were perhaps maybe brothers. Although I don't think they were. Although some people think that John and Andy were actually related in a brother-type way.
Simon wasn't related to any of the Taylors,
Simon
was he?
Simon was surnamed Le Bon.
Yeah, he wasn't related
Different
to the
family
Taylor.
Altogether.
Right, good.
Okay. I'm not from Birmingham.
Anything else? Any other problems?
No,
you're laughing then. It's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah, Jam. No Eminem.
It's poorly, isn't he?
Yeah. Think he's going to retire?
I don't know.
There's rumours that he's going to jack it all in.
Is he?
He won't jack it in.
Hey, but the good news is that Mr. 50 Cent is still coming to these shores. Yes.
It's not the same, man. The anger management tour. He's not so angry, he's more sick. Yeah, that's the big news today. Here's a couple of text messages that come in. That Wogan impression is not funny anymore. In fact, it's embarrassing. That's what it says there.
Fair enough.
It's embarrassing. Next to a text saying, please do more Wogan. It's great.
It's an audience divider, though, isn't it? Yeah. Some people love it and some people hate it.
And some people find it embarrassing. Mm. Which isn't actually a word, is it? I've got a Guess Who, if everybody wants to play.
Have you?
Yeah. Dominic, do you want to come in and play? Carrie, do you want to play? I don't know if you want to play. It's a Guess Who.
I'd like to play.
We haven't had one for ages.
I haven't had one for a dog's age.
I've actually got one.
What?
As well.
Don't ruin my...
No, I'm not. I'm just
standing in my limelight, dude. You know?
Can I start?
Yeah, let's start that music. Okay, this is a Guess Who from yesterday. It's a good one. Let's go.
Is this
by the way, for our new listeners, guess who's are famous people when we see famous people. Mm. Right? So guess who famous I saw yesterday. And spoke to. By the way, I had a conversation with them. In fact,
different ball game.
They spoke to me. They spoke to me.
At you or to you?
To me.
Wow.
I'm waiting to start, Dominic.
Sorry.
Let's go, Dave.
Is this person a man? Is this person an actor? A television actor? Who has a series that is currently running on our screens now? I'm going to go for a wild card guess.
If you get it this in one go, I won't be happy.
I don't know who it is. I can't help it if I'm good at the game.
Well,
listen, I'm going to wild card guess at Mr. Ricky Gervais.
Correct.
I was
unbelievable.
Say him.
Well, you know, that would have been the shortest guess whoever.
I don't know why. I just had a feeling it was going to be him.
I saw him yesterday and I met him.
Yeah, how was he?
He was short.
Yeah, he's short, actually. Yeah. Shorter than you would think.
Did you have a nice chat?
He said, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. I didn't, they made me do it. Look. They made me do it. It wasn't me. Oh, look what they made me read. Oh, see, it wasn't me.
What did he have to read?
Do you know what he read?
I wrote what he had to read.
Right, okay, so that... But it wasn't about me, was it?
No.
Right, so...
One of them was indirectly linked.
Yes, but it wasn't, you know. Mm. So, that was our opening gambit yesterday. Look! They made me do it! Look at that! Like that.
I used to work for him.
Ricky Gervais?
Yep.
Doing what?
When I was a student at the University of London, he used to be the entertainments manager.
And what did you do for him?
Well, I was just, we had gigs on and stuff, and I was working on the bar and doing various other bits and bobs.
Were you the entertainment?
No, I wasn't the entertainment, Dave.
Did he make posters up saying, tonight on the bar, carry?
Mm.
No.
Right. Did he give you a wage packet at the end of the week?
No, he was just in charge of us.
Right.
He used to sort out all the bands.
So that's a brilliant story.
That's as good as mine.
I feel as though I know so much more about him now.
I had a crunchy yesterday.
Wow! That is brilliant.
I haven't told you about my tomatoes. I'm not telling you. Not on the air.
Okay. Leave, Carrie. Leave. Just walk out. Put your headphones down. Just leave.
I like your story.
Just, you be quiet, you. Bingo wings. Let it go.
Oh! Yours are bigger than mine.
Well, what can I say?
Tell us about your tomatoes, Rach.
So anyway, listen to this. So I meet... can I just say, by the way, I'm in the middle of a story.
Sorry.
So he goes... Oh, do you know what? You've ruined it now. Balls to the lot of you. I'm about to say it.
No, go on.
No.
Go on.
I'm intrigued. Cause
in fact, I'm going to cross my arms in a huff.
Isn't there a bit of history between you two? That's why I'm intrigued.
Well,
I thought
we've never met before.
No, but there was a bit of bad feeling there, wasn't there? Yeah. But
there was beef there. There was beef.
Bad beef.
Yeah. But now it turns out there is no beef.
Hmm.
So after he goes, they made me do it. They made me do it. Which is more answered like Zippy from Rainbow than Ricky Gervais. But anyway, he won't be bloody listening, will he? So, and I said, oh, okay, no worry. Nice to meet you anyway. He goes, yeah, thanks for saying nice things about extras. And I went, oh, that's okay. He goes, I haven't heard. People have told me, I can't get up in the morning. I don't listen in the morning. And I went, no, don't worry about that. That's okay. But no, thanks. But I don't listen. I listen in the afternoon, but I can't. Oh, too early. And all that. So I said, oh, don't worry. Well, anyway, listen, series two, bear me in mind for extras.
Mm.
And he goes, yeah. yeah. And there was like 5 seconds, literally, he went out there. I went, bear me in mind for extra series two. This is reaction. Yeah. Which point I went, nice to meet you, bye-bye. And he went, no, I was just thinking, you were in it. We mentioned you in it, but we had to chop it out.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I was thinking what it was in the Les Dennis. What it was, and then he says it, and then off you go. So that was that.
I love extras, I think it's brilliant.
So, I feel as though now we're friends.
Mm.
I feel, you know, series two of extras.
Mm.
I mean, you know, if Ross Kemp can get a part in it, to be honest, I've got to be in with a shout, haven't I?
I would have thought so.
I could play me.
Yeah.
Obviously. Radio 1's Chris Moyles. Hi, how are you? Brilliant.
It's the Les Dennis one tomorrow night. Oh, tonight. Sorry, tonight.
No, it was the Les Dennis one last week.
Oh, is it?
It's Samuel L. Jackson
tonight. Oh,
yes, tonight.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Just rewind 60 seconds. Quote from Dominic. I'm a massive fan of extras.
What? Yeah. I've seen the Samuel L. Jackson one already, though. That's the one tonight.
Yeah,
that's very funny
you
too.
You asked me if I'd seen them, and I went no because you've got the DVD promotional DVD that got sent by the PR department from BBC Press, and I haven't seen it.
Well, it's very good.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it, but as I say, you've still got it. And we're away tonight. Although I've set me Sky Plot, set me Sky Plot to record it. Last week, my Sky Plot tried to record it the night before when it wasn't on. It went a bit mad
because it likes it so much.
So I didn't see last week's. Because he said to me, he goes, oh, thanks for saying nice things about extras. Oh, I don't listen. Oh, God. And I went, can I be in series two? And he went, no. Well, you were mentioned, but it got shut out. Did you see the Les Dennis one? Did you see the Les Dennis one? And because of you, Dominic, because of you, I had to say to him, after saying I'm a big fan of extras and all that, I had to say, no, I didn't actually see that one. And I found myself, I actually heard myself say to him, no, my Sky Plus failed to record, and on the word plus, he just talked over me. Because it sounded like a weak excuse.
He left the building.
Can I just say, by the way, someone's texted in saying, did you meet Ricky Gervais or Tommy Cooper, right? Now, can I, listen, these impressions I do, they're not rehearsed in any way. This is off the top of my head, so I don't appreciate that kind of sarcasm.
Absolutely. Us impressionists have got to stick together, I would say.
Yeah. Not like that. Just like that. See?
Ricky Gervais? Spot on.
It's Tommy Cooper.
Oh, is it?
Oh, come on. So what do you think my chances have been in the second series of extras?
Nil.
Yeah.
Zilch.
So do I. Still. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. Today you need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, be in a car park and hopefully waiting for your A-level results.
It'll never happen.
And once again, you'll get a Roy Walker limited edition legend t-shirt. Yes, it will! 08700 100 100. Thank you!
She's nuts, man. She's off her head, innit?
There you go. That's the new singer from the Goldie-looking chain. Your missus is a nutter. And now when we're broadcasting to America, I'm sure that all the Americans listening will be down with the Goldie-looking chain. Don't buy their last album. It's a corker.
The Americans like our quirky sense of music.
Somebody just texted in going, is this the joke?
Oh, it's an Ace record, that.
No, it's not. It's being nominated for an Ivor Novello. Mm. It's one of the early nominees, I believe. And there you go. 9:23. Hey, look, everybody, it's Aled.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hello.
What happened? Did you get burgled?
Oh, what?
Is it wash day?
Yes, it is. What's wrong? I don't like my top.
You've got that horrible, cheap, chavvy red jumper on again.
It's a little sweaty as well at the moment, so I won't come too close. Sorry.
That's nice.
Look, I don't find where we are.
Don't normally come too close anyway, to be honest. But what have you been doing?
I have run out of clothes.
Really?
I have run out of clothes. I'm wearing my last but one pair of underwear, and I have my final pair tomorrow. And then they have to be washed, or I have to buy some new ones.
What about for tonight, for the show? Were you not showering changed before?
It'll have to be these underwear.
Are you kidding me?
No, all day.
What time did you get up this morning?
About 7.
So you're going to be wearing for tonight's show, which starts at 8 o'clock, the karaoke spectacular. You'll be wearing at 8 o'clock tonight the same clothes that you've been wearing since 7 o'clock in the morning.
I could turn my underwear inside out, if that makes any better, but
you're disgusting.
Yes.
You're gross.
What's wrong with that?
What, turning your underwear inside out?
No, do most people get changed halfway through the day?
I'll tell you what, Rachel.
I tell you what, we're on stage, going to be sweating like a dog. I'm going to be showered and changed before tonight.
Rachel, prior to us going on stage tonight, I will be wearing clean underpants.
That's right, me too.
I bought a new pair of shoes and top.
It's not really the same.
I bought four pairs.
Are you
going to
wear the same undercrackers for the show tonight that you're wearing now? I'm not wearing any! Boys!
Probably not. No, of course not. You can borrow some of mine, Aled.
Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah, you can use it as an...
The ones I'm... No.
You can use it as a one-piece.
Dave! Oi! My bum's not that big.
Sorry.
I've got an internal memo.
Let's have a look. Turn around. Let's have a look. Yeah, actually, you have got quite a small bum. Aled's bum is a lot bigger.
More than running.
You've got a nice bum.
Thank you, Dave.
Because someone said to me somebody said to me about going cycling. They went, mind you, you know, you probably swallow the seat up with your big ass. And I went, the thing is, I don't have a big bum. I've got my wallet in there at the moment, obviously. But that's it there.
I can't see shirts in the way.
There, look. Aled, would you say that was a big bum?
No, I don't think it is, actually.
Yeah, see? It's quite.
Anyway, Dave. I love it how you make out I'm so fat by saying I've got a big bum.
I don't say... It's an eternal memo from Rachel.
This is to all the ladies at Radio 1 in the building. Beware, the toilet seat in the ladies' toilet in the basement is broken.
You know, for many seconds now, I thought you were going to say something else.
I thought you were going to do an appeal for, you know, like Ladies Week or something.
I thought she was going to say it's covered in something else.
It's not a pleasant experience.
Should we play Kaiser Chefs?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Sarah hasn't got it in her first hour, has she? I don't think so. If she hasn't, we're going to play the Kaiser Chefs. Yesterday, you may have seen on Mini Moyles that I was going to be working on a brand new parody. And guess what, Dave?
You've done it.
I've done it, yes. The plan is that for the encore on the Kaiser Chiefs set this year, they will do this.
They don't know about this yet.
No, they don't. So give them a ring and tell them this is the new single from the Kaiser Chiefs. Enjoy. Hear a rumble in my tummy. My cravings are really not funny. Check to see if I have money. Kebab and some sauce that is runny. Don't think I can carry on further. I'm needing a Coke and a burger. For fries I've become a goat herder. A diggity gurdy a la. I predict a diet. Oh, my clothes are no longer to fit me, because I'm becoming a fatty. I tell my white waistline Birkins, I'm looking like Christopher Biggins. Need to get me some exercise. Stop dreaming lots about large fries. Get in the gym and start running to burn some more calories. La, 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 la.
stop munching on me. Carry on further. I'm needing a Coke and a burger. For fries, I become a goat herder. A diggity gurdy. La 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 la. Be supersized. I predict a diet. I predict a diet. I predict a diet. I predict a diet.
See them on X Factor on Saturday nights, the Kaiser Chiefs.
Get well soon, Ricky, if you're listening.
Oh, he's hurt his leg or something.
Done his back or something. No,
he's torn ligaments in his
leg.
I've got a stress fracture.
Very similar.
Yeah. Do you know, we could get the Kaiser Chiefs on the new Top of the Pop show.
They'd be up for that, wouldn't they?
As long as they can afford them, they're very expensive. Right, coming up then, we'll play something else in a second. What do you fancy? Still Fighters?
Yes, please.
It's just gone 9:31.
Just gone 9:35.
You looking forward to Skegness?
Can't wait.
Heidi high and all that.
Hody ho.
Hello, campers. Welcome to your first morning at Maplin's.
Brilliant. Mm. You ready for the cold shower experience?
No.
Cold shower, in case you didn't hear it earlier, all of the team, this afternoon we're going to record it and play the highlights tomorrow. We all had to have this cold shower thing, especially a shower with a huge bucket of ice-cold water in it and a bit of a rope in front of you. You pull the rope, the bucket spills out, this gush of cold water. It's very cold and makes you go, yes! Like that.
Mm.
So, should be a lot of fun.
Why don't we just record us all doing that and then sit in a pub?
Yeah, and not have to have the experience of cold water.
Because it wouldn't be the same, would it?
It would.
Be better.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the same. So that's what we're going to do.
Who thought of that idea, by the way?
Rachel.
That's not true.
Yeah, Rachel. Yeah. All her idea.
Was it somebody at Butlin's? Was it the events manager or something?
Yeah, Billy
Rachel.
Bear.
Rachel. Yeah. I don't know what you're laughing at, Dave. Dave's going to be a red coat and Dave has to sing, do the Billy Walk.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant.
Right, Hilda, hit it!
There you go.
You look brilliant. So excited about that, Dave. I can tell you.
I don't want to do it.
That was very stroppy teenager. I don't want to do
it. Just see him walking out on stage. Hello there, lads and lasses. Heidi, hi!
Heidi, hi! Ted can't hear you. Heidi, hi!
Heidi, ho!
Once more for Ted. Heidi, hi!
Heidi, ho!
All right, Ted, don't milk it.
PR of the Department of Butlin's having kittens. Yeah, this is the song that Dave has to sing. He's got a performance live on stage on Friday morning. He's going to get a tour tip this afternoon by some red coats. I hope there's some fit ones there. And tomorrow morning, live on stage, Answer the World on Radio 1, Dave will be singing this.
Do the Billy Walk. Come on, everybody, do the Billy Walk. Do the Billy Walk. Everyone can do it, it's a Billy Walk. You can move and groove and do it. And dance into it. He's a bear, loved by all the nation. Watch him move, he's a new sensation. Do the Billy Walk. Come on, everybody, do the Billy walk. Do the Billy walk. Everyone can do it, it's the Billy walk.
What do you think?
Yeah, rubbish.
Needs work, Dave, needs work. Mm.
Live tomorrow on stage.
We're all here every morning to get you on your way, to make your little face light up as you start your day. We do it for the love of it and cause we think it's funny. Well, actually, we're lying cause we do it for the money.
Can I just say I'm disgusted and appalled with some of our listeners who, after talking about going to Skegness, and we're going to do this item in the spa with this cold water shower treatment, right, where you get this bucket of cold, ice cold water poured on top of you. I think it's a funny feature because everyone will scream, but there'll be a reaction from everybody and it'll make a nice bit of radio. That is the reason, and not, by the way, for many people texting and saying, this is just an elaborate excuse to see Carrie in a bikini. Mm. I would like, yeah, exactly, Alad.
She's wearing a one piece anyway.
That I would like to say, that is an added bonus to the feature, you know? And that was never, never the plan at all. And I'll tell you why, to prove this, because I also have to see Alad and Rachel in a bikini as well.
I'm on a bikini.
You are, yeah.
I'm not, I've got, yeah, a little. No,
we've got your bikini. We've got your Butlin's bikini.
Really?
Yeah, butt on one boob, Lynn's on the other.
Lynn will be furious when she finds out.
hang on. Timing is everything. Brilliant.
Those are the jokes, folks.
Heidi, hi!
Holy ho.
Oh, come on. Look, you've got to put some life into it. We're going to be entertaining the campers. Something Alan Yuna probably know loads about because you trained to be an entertainer.
I would love to be a red coat. Mm. I would love to be.
Well, apparently you're getting your own. Is that why you're wearing a red jumper?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forget about that.
It used to be red until it got faded and dirty. Heidi, hi!
Holy ho!
Brilliant.
Better?
Oh, yeah.
Don't say that anymore.
It doesn't matter. That's, you know, it's the campers, I love it.
Okay, fine.
What should we do with him?
Throw him in the pool.
All that. We are going to throw you in the pool, by the way, Alan.
I can't swim.
What?
I can't swim.
It's all right, there's a lifeguard. Well, when I say lifeguard, the fellow who runs the sandwich shop can swim.
It's going to be Reese pulling me out of the pool like he did in Portugal, isn't it?
Well, exactly. Easy, Dave. Knobbly knees competition, you can enter that. If they have a fat, hairy legs and bum competition, you can enter that.
But I win.
Yep.
Thank you.
Receding hairline competition. There's another rosette for you. Brilliant.
You're going to go down a storm in Skegness, I think.
Great. Looking forward to this.
Heidi, hi!
Holy ho!
Brilliant.
I'm not doing the cold water thing, by the way.
You are.
You are. Everybody's doing the cold water thing.
I've got to record it. I've got to hold the mic.
No. I'll record it when it's your turn. How about that? Everybody has to do it.
Also, bearing in mind, Alad, that when we went to a recent theme park, you missed out on the Let's All Get Wet log flume, which means that actually you might perhaps have two goes on the ice.
That's a great idea. So, yeah, you're going to have to do the cold water shower twice.
No.
Yeah.
It'll be off the scale of the mic.
Wow. Obviously. Ladies and gentlemen, Maxwell from the Big Brother house. What a brilliant impression. Let's hear it again.
It'll be off the scale.
Genius. Let's see your impression of Anthony by saying the word mint.
Mint.
It's amazing. Wow. Honestly, it's like Lenny Henry's just walked in. Morning, Len.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyle.
Good morning, Car Park fans!
Whoa! It was meaty, wasn't it? It's a meaty, beefy one. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Roy Walker.
Hi, Roy.
Are you doing anything nice today?
You, well, you know already, we are getting on a train to Skegness.
Mmm.
And we are. We are heading to Butlin's.
I'd really like to do that.
Well, you know, it's Butlin's in Skegness. It's one of the finer of the resorts.
I've got a story about that place.
Yeah.
But that's for another time.
Yeah, okay, right. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a lot of fun with the campers. Heidi, hi!
Hoody ho!
Oh, yes. And we're all going to dress up as red coats. Dave is going to do the Billy song, aren't you? Are you going to do the...
Yeah.
Okay, but he's going to do that.
Is this going to take long?
No. Fine. Okay. I won't mention any more then. Right. Move on then. There's some more gear.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Anna and I'm from Aintree.
Yay! Beautiful place.
I have a friend who lives there.
All right, do you? Who?
Paul.
Paul? Oh, Paul who?
Paul, Michael, Ginger, Bullocks.
Didn't really work there, but still. Where are you from?
I'm from Liverpool.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
You sound very Liverpool-y.
Well, you know, not everyone does. I try my best.
You sounded almost a wee bit Northern Irish.
See, everyone either says I sound Welsh or Irish. You know, I'm just a bit of a mix, really.
Right. Okay. Where are your parents from?
My dad's from Ireland, but he's really, really posh because he went to boarding school, and my mum's from Liverpool.
Love that. My dad's from Ireland. My dad's from Ireland.
Yeah, he is. What are you trying to say?
No, do you know, I do like the Liverpool accent, especially women, because I find, please don't say this the wrong way, I find it a little, just a little bit, you know, mucky.
Mucky?
Just a bit dirty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just got a bit of a dirty sound to it. You know
what I mean? It's better than Leeds, anyway.
I can't disagree with you there, love. Seriously. You know, when girls from Leeds talk, they sound like Leslie off a Big Brother. At the end of the day, right, I look like a man. So, morning, Leslie. What do you do, Anna?
Well, I've just done my A-levels, haven't I?
Oh, have you got your results?
How'd you get on?
No, I haven't got them yet. I'm going in when I'm finished here.
Oh, are you nervous?
Yeah. I should be, but I'm kind of not. I think I'm just, I haven't really, realised the gravity of the situation yet, but it should be fine.
Okay.
Fingers crossed, anyway.
What are you hoping for?
Well, I need to get 2 A's and 2 B's.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Oxford. I was waiting for that one.
Oh, little posh girl. Well, good for you.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you have to aim high in life, don't you?
And you can cop off with a higher caliber of student and eat a better pizza in Oxford.
Exactly. Yeah. Fingers crossed, I can meet, you know, the future Prime Minister and get in there, so I've got a good story to tell him.
There you go. Exactly. Fazakly. Anyway, what are you driving?
Well, I don't drive, but I'm in my sister's Renault Twingo.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear your horn, Anna.
Okay.
It's a nice horn.
It's a bit camp.
It is a bit camp.
Yeah.
We'll let you off. Hang on there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Ross and I'm from Burton.
I have a friend who lives there.
Leroy? Who's that?
Ivor.
Ivor who?
Ivor Biggin.
I can't believe they still laugh at these. You're so childish. Right, Ross, are you waiting for your exam results?
Oh, I'm just going in to get them now.
Okay. What did you study?
Photography and media.
Oh, rubbish.
Photography?
It's like taking pictures?
Yeah.
I mean, one of them new, them like them Sony digital ones. They don't play, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I use film.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you have a dark room?
Yeah.
You're going to change the light bulb then, haven't you? Hey! Oh! Come on! Everyone's a winner, baby, that's the truth! Heidi, hi!
Heidi, ho!
Come on. Sorry, Ross.
That's all right.
So what are you hoping for?
Oh, I don't really mind, actually.
Right.
Why? Hopefully I'll get a B in photography and a C in media.
Why are you not bothered?
Because, I'm going travelling after Christmas.
Hey! So there you go. He doesn't care. Good for you. Where are you going to go?
Australia and New Zealand.
Ooh.
And then after that, hopefully I'll do a snowboard instructor course.
Doesn't matter what you get in your exams then, does it? You're never going to use them.
I tell you what, it's just as well you chose photography and media for that snowboard instructor future that you'd like to live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Ross, have you ever used a snowboard before? No, I haven't, but I can take a bloody good picture. Congratulations, when can you start? What are you driving?
Ford Transit.
Ford Transit?
Hello to you.
Oh, hello. Hello to you.
Hello
to
you.
Nice wheels.
Why are you in a Ford Transit?
I'm working for my dad. I'm doing some van driving for him.
Oh, well, obviously, with the Transit there. Let's see your horn, then.
Oh, listen to that horn.
It's a good one. Right, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Anna?
Yeah.
All right.
Horns at the ready.
Yes, yes.
Fingers steady.
Yes.
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
I've got to get a move on. Look at the time. Look, it's 5 minutes to Coxie.
Which is true.
Right, here we go then. Mr. Fish delivering flowers for a well-known national flower delivery service. He's dead busy because it's A-level results day and he's got loads of orders for schools and colleges around the country. He's just arrived at this place in Northampton for one of his deliveries. There doesn't seem to be anybody there. He's turned up at the school, but there's nobody around. He got held up in traffic. It looks like all the students have... Well, that's right, they've broken up for the summer holidays, haven't they? And so the kids, you know, who go to... Is that Anna?
It is Anna, yeah.
Yes, Anna?
Is it schools out for summer?
Is it schools out for summer?
You're right!
Well done, love. Eight sounds as a pound.
Sound as sound.
Sounded great. Lovely. Oh, I bet she's cute, do you think?
No.
Wait, okay, fair enough. Right, one to you, Anna. Come on, Ross.
Yay.
With Ross, you're the boss. You see what I did there?
Yeah, I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, all right then.
Get a job, you work-shy students.
All right, leave it, Roy. Yeah, they're all stressed out. Right, here we go then.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is from Michael. He's in school. He's looking very happy today. He's just got his A and AS level results and got everything he needs, so he's going for a celebratory lunch in the canteen with his mate Oliver. It's shepherd's pie. Oh, all chicken Kiev today. So Michael's going to have the shepherd's pie because that's his favourite, and he's celebrating today. Now, the usual dinner lady's off, and there's a mean-looking man doing the serving who's only given Michael a really small, stingy portion of pie. And Michael's not happy. He's saying to the fella, "Excuse me, sir, hello, hello," he's trying to get his attention. "Hello, please, sir, yeah. Can I have..." Yes, Ross?
"Please, sir, can I have some more?"
You're absolutely right! Yay! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done indeed. Right, so it's one apiece, it's all to play for. Roy, who do you think's going to win?
Sponsoring students.
Right, it doesn't matter, you're not really helping here.
What a buffoon.
All right, leave it. Okay, here's the last one. Will it be Ross? Will it be Anna? I hope it's Anna because she sounds fit. Mr. Fisher's son Michael is back from the canteen and he's in class with his mates. His teacher, Mr. Tip-Top, is just going through everybody's A-level results because he wants to know which of his students has done the best overall. He's just adding up all the scores and, would you believe it, Michael's come out tops! Yay. He's got the best results out of all the class and is top. Yes, Anna?
Is it Top of the Pops?
Is it Top of the Pops?
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Oh. Not Top of the Pops.
Oh, wait, can I have a look out?
Yeah,
I'll
go on.
Again. Is it Top of the Class?
Top of the Class!
You're a winner!
Oh. Ross, what happened to you?
I don't know.
You were rubbish.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye. Anna, well done.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You win nothing.
Well, you know, it's the take-apart that counts.
But you still sound fit. Bye. Right, that's it. Gotta go. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1.
Pink too soon.
Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
There you go. That's the music.
Bye-bye.
Well, might have timed it bang on then as well. Anyway, right. Tomorrow, we're doing the show live from Skegness. We're going up there right now to have some holiday camp fun. Please be listening tomorrow from 7. Beautiful Sarah Cox is next. Enjoy your morning. It's me, sorry, it's me. I've got Studio One plumbing faded up, faster choir, Y2. You're on! Sorry, Sarah.
It's all right, God, as soon as it's you, I'll forgive you.
Thank you.
Not too big to go over my knee, and oh, actually, you are. So.
Oh! I don't like to show off, though.